Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our last episode, we explored how children dream and how their fears and imagination shape the vivid worlds they experience at night. Today, we're traveling beyond the individual and stepping into a much wider landscape, because dreaming is not just a personal experience. It is a cultural one. Every civilization, every religion, every belief system in history has tried to answer the same question. What are dreams? Are they memories, messages, warnings, or something sacred? For some cultures, dreams are not seen as private thoughts at all, but as communications from beyond the self. Among Australian Aboriginal people, dreams are connected to what they call dream time, a sacred dimension where ancestral spirits shaped the world. Dreaming is not fantasy. It is a way of accessing spiritual truth. Similar beliefs exist among Native American tribes like the Ojibwe, where dreams are guides that shape identity and decision-making. The dream catcher, now sold worldwide as decoration, was originally a spiritual tool meant to filter harmful dreams while letting good ones pass through. In parts of Africa, such as among Zulu and Ashanti communities, dreams are believed to come from ancestors, and ignoring them is considered disrespectful to one's family lineage. Across Asia and the Middle East, dreams are often viewed as warnings or prophecies. In ancient China, dreams were analyzed as signs of fortune or danger. If you dreamed of losing teeth, it might mean illness. If you dreamed of flowing water, it could signify new beginnings. In Islamic teachings, dreams are divided into categories: those from God, those from the self, and those from darker influences. A true dream is considered a form of spiritual insight. In ancient Greece, people seeking healing would sleep in special temples called Asclepians, hoping to receive instructions from the gods through dreams. Other cultures blur the boundary between dreaming and waking. In Tibetan Buddhism, monks practice dream yoga, a kind of lucid dreaming used for spiritual awakening. The goal isn't to control the dream for fun. It's to understand that both dreaming and waking life are illusions of the mind. In Hindu philosophy, the world itself is sometimes described as a dream called Maya. If reality is already dreamlike, then perhaps the dreams we experience at night are just different layers of consciousness. Even in modern Western society, where science dominates, dreams still carry lingering superstition. People may say, "I dreamed of someone, I should reach out to them," or, "I had a bad dream, something must be wrong." Psychologists and neuroscientists may explain dreams as emotional processing or random brain activity, but culturally, people still sense that certain dreams mean something. We no longer consult priests or oracles, but many still quietly consult their intuition after a strange dream. Interestingly, researchers have found that people from different cultures dream differently. In individualistic countries like the United States, people often dream about achievement, conflict, or personal success. In collectivist cultures like Japan or Korea, dreams more frequently involve family, shame, or social responsibility. In highly spiritual or animist cultures, animals and ancestors appear more often. Culture doesn't just shape how we interpret dreams, it shapes what we dream about. Throughout history, dreams have been seen as warnings, blessings, lessons, illusions, or whispers from the spirit world. Science can tell us how dreams are formed, but culture tells us what they mean. Dreams help humans create meaning, whether we see them as random brain activity or sacred guidance. In our next episode, we'll ask a surprisingly profound question. Do animals dream too? And if they do, what might a sleeping dog or cat be thinking? Could an octopus be dreaming of the ocean it once swam through? Until then, sleep well. And remember that when you dream, you're not just entering your own mind. You're stepping into a tradition shared by all of humanity. This is the science behind dreams.